This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip streaming June 4th only on Hulu. You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Two teas in a pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy, and Emily Simpson.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
You know, still in this hotel room, crushing it.
It looks a little dark.
It is dark. And you know what? The amount of dirty clothes on the floor, it's a little bit of a situation. It's a situationship in here.
Yeah, it looks like it.
It's not the best. I feel like we're going to start with New York, and I'm going to say, listen, I enjoyed it. Do I feel like it was a filler episode? 1,000,000%.
Yeah. Well, you know, they need to get new material. Like the sound bath is getting old, like the shaman and the sound bath. Like, I feel like Housewives are done with that. Like we're done. I mean, I feel like if I was going to do a group activity, like, what about mud wrestling?
What about, mud wrestling would
mud
be great.
Mud wrestling.
I don't really have any interest in ever, like, throwing, axe throwing. I'm sick of seeing that. I'm good with, let's think of some other good ideas. Mud wrestling. You guys already did slip and slides. You already wore hairy bathing suits. It's very limited. Like, we've even seen goat yoga.
Yeah, goat yoga was a thing. They still do that out here near me, but you know, once you see it on TV, you're not really interested.
Well, the one thing that I also am not interested in, even less than I like reading books, is watching people shop for books. And listen, I love Bren, but I'm finding it a little hard to believe that she goes to these chess competitions alone. And she's like, I read. Great. Let's go to a bookstore.
Bookstore.
I play chess. Great. You're going to be in a tournament.
Right. Then... And you're going to lose really badly.
And there's only going to be two other people in the tournament and they're 87 years old.
Yeah.
But no, I love her. But then we get to Jenna and Bren meet at the bar. Bren says she does not differentiate between being straight and gay. A girl comes over and she and Bren start flirting with one another. Jenna says that Bren is clearly straight, so she's not a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that Bren's flirtatious act is endearing, or do we think it's like getting redundant at this point?
I don't know. I guess I go back and forth, but I still find her endearing. I just like her. I think she has such a cute personality and she's bubbly and she does always make sexual jokes, and I'm okay with it because she's so cute.
Yeah, I really like her because we've seen the emotional side and we've seen the flirtatious side. What's just like the being a human being?
Yeah.
But I do like her.
The girl who came up to Jenna.
Yeah.
Do you think that was all pre-arranged or do you think she legitimately like was interested?
I'm assuming if I were to guess is that they sat down, they have to, before you film anything, as you know, there has to be permits, everything has to be signed.
Right.
My guess is everybody within that club had to sign
a release.
A release.
Right.
And that girl took her opportunity to be on television.
Yeah. So that's what you think. You don't think it was pre-arranged. You think she just wanted to get her two minutes of fame in there.
Yeah, I think it's like Aaron's sister at the engagement party. It's the same kind of thing.
Oh yeah, like, you guys are being rude. You need to be quiet.
I don't think that was pre-arranged, but I think she signed the release and they were like, great, she went crazy, perfect. But Aaron, Abe, and Cy and David go on a double date. Aaron asks Abe and David what would happen if they did not have sex for a year and a half. Abe says he would fuck other women.
Yeah.
Aaron says she would have sex with another man. They have talked about having a threesome. Abe would only want another woman, but Aaron would want a guy.
I don't think they're on the same page with this threesome.
Abe says he would be okay if Aaron had sex with another man, but he would have to be in the room and it cannot be someone he knows. Aaron says it would be fine if it was a gay guy. Please explain all of this to me, please.
None of it makes sense. I feel like they were just adding stuff as they went. Because clearly this was not talked about previously.
They didn't plan this. This was not planned out well. Okay, then the women are doing a sound bath.
Ugh.
Bren can't come because she has COVID. Cy starts to giggle. She does not like this. Uba gets emotional when the teacher tells her that her mother is here in spirit. Listen, get a sound bath all you want. Go on retreats. But like, I do feel like mommy dearest at this point. Like, no more sound baths. Enough.
Yes.
Then Cy and her daughter London go out for dessert. London tells Cy about her audition. London is a ballerina and she wants to be a Broadway actress. Cy says she wanted to be a gymnast growing up but couldn't afford classes. She says that she is living through her daughter. Is there something you weren't able to do as a child that you now feel like you're living through your child?
I feel like I wasn't able to do a lot of things as a child. But I mean, I've talked about my childhood a lot. I didn't grow up with any money at all. I mean, none. It was, you know, very limited.
Yeah.
But I mean, I understood that scene because I feel the same. You know, I have a daughter. I have Annabelle. And Annabelle's in everything possible. She's on a cheer team. She takes private tennis lessons. She takes private karate lessons. She does everything that she could ever want to do. So I feel like I vicariously live a childhood that I always wished I had through her. But it's very frustrating too when you have children that have everything they could ever want, because then I worry about spoiling them. And
I know.
It's so hard. It's like I want to give her everything and we can give her everything, but then am I doing her a disservice by giving her everything? But I never had anything, so I want to. I don't know. I don't know how to balance that.
I think it's a tricky balance. I mean, I was in the situation where I had kind of everything when I was with my dad. Mm-hmm. And for a while I had everything when I was with my mom. And then all of a sudden my mom no longer had the financial backing and everything shifted. And we were, you know, everything about our life changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched myself trying to teach my kids about like the concept of like working hard for anything that you want and wanting to make money. And then they'll say little things and I'm like, oh no. I'm raising little assholes.
Yeah. I mean, I think that a lot, because Annabelle will be like, well, I don't understand why we can't go to South Coast because I would like to go to Zara. And I'm like, what am I? I don't know. You know?
No. Even today, I was like, okay, I called our Uber to go back after the horse show. Granted, we have horses that have come to Washington, D.C. to show in our nationals. Mm-hmm. And she goes, did you get an Uber X?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I did. And the other alternative is to jog.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even know? She goes, well, the other day it was a Suburban. I go, well, that was by chance. I didn't order that. They just came.
Right.
But either way. How are you feeling about this? I know you loved Pavitt.
I do. I mean, I find him amusing.
But how do you feel about the sexiversary?
Okay, the whole sex thing, I feel like it's either made up as a storyline because it doesn't make sense to me. First of all, let me just tell you, if I did not have sex with Shane Simpson for a year and a half, there would be a serious freaking problem. There wouldn't be like joking, and I mean, it would be a problem, like a problem.
Well, I can say after Cruise, me and Edwin did mm-hmm. not for probably 9 months. It was a problem.
Yeah, but it was a problem, right?
It was a real problem.
Right.
And it took us, like, it wasn't, we weren't laughing about it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That was 9 months. It was a problem.
It was a real problem between both of us. I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. Right. I wasn't allowing him in. And then the more that he wasn't, then when he stopped trying, then I resented him. Mm-hmm. And there was all these other, you know, like it mm-hmm. just became, there was definitely like no jokes, me throwing on some lingerie, like,
right. No. I mean, I don't know. The sandwich from Vietnam starts to make sense. Sandwich,
getting your miles in.
Sandwich.
Also, do people really do that where they want to get so many miles? They're just doing mileage.
I had never heard of that before. I didn't know that was a thing.
Is that a thing? I don't know. I didn't get a credit card until like 6 years ago. So I don't know.
I just got one like a few months ago. I was never allowed to have one.
So I don't know. I only had a debit card. So
that's
I don't
all I was allowed to have.
But I don't know. It seems like I want to root for them, but I also am like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Okay. So, but did they have sex? They did have sex, right? Doesn't she say like there was sex? Well,
she says that Bryn told her to go cowgirl him and she straddles him and licks him. Jessel then comes out wearing lingerie with a cheetah coat and heels.
I like the cheetah coat. It's a nice touch.
You liked it?
I liked
it. Kept it classy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's better than the Christmas tree lingerie.
Do you dress up?
I mean, no, but Shane would, he encourages me daily. He's a lingerie man. And I honestly, even though I didn't complain about the way I looked for like the past 5 years, I wasn't comfortable with the way I looked because I had an extra 40 pounds on that I was trying to navigate and do it in a healthy way. But every time he wanted lingerie, I was like, I don't want to put lingerie on. I don't want any like thigh highs. I don't want to put thigh highs on when you have an extra 40 pounds on. Cause thigh highs, it just makes lumps. Like it's not smooth.
No, and they're itchy.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know, for them to stay tight, it just squeezes your thigh. And then there's like a roll of fat over the top. No, thank you. Like, I don't feel sexy like that.
Well, I thought Edwin always said he was not like a fan of it. He's like, oh, I don't care either way. And then there was like a sale on Revolve and I like bought a bunch. Uh-huh. And one day I had it on and he was like, and it was like this. And I was like, why didn't you just say you actually like this kind of lingerie is actually effortless for me. I don't need to wear Eberjay or like, what is it from Target that we all get? What Jillian O'Malley every day. Like I'm fine to spruce it up with some short shorts, cotton.
Yeah.
No, but I was like, just tell me and I can.
Well, maybe he didn't know until he saw it.
Oh, he was just overwhelmed. He's like, oh. Yeah,
he was just taken aback. He had no idea what was under the normal muumuus you usually wear. He was like, damn.
He's like, well, your Star Wars boxer shorts haven't been doing it for me for the last 14 years. It's so weird. But then Jessel is 41 minutes late for lunch, which I believe is 9 minutes earlier than Dorit was. Oh shit. 13. Sai actually stayed, but you could tell she didn't want to.
No, I don't she think was Sai, pissed.
I don't think she wanted to hear one thing that Jessel had to say.
No. I felt like Jessel didn't read the room very well when she first arrived. I mean, I could feel the tension like permeating off of Sai, and I I was like, man, this lunch is just not going to go well.
When you sit down and you say to somebody like, oh, are we going to have a drink? And they're like, I have an iced tea.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, let's keep it moving.
Right.
Done. Then Jessel then says she has a similar. Why did Jessel have to say she has a similar situation?
I don't know. I don't know why she feels the need to do that. I was just silently in my head going, stop, please stop. Just stop. No.
She says her uncle who lived with her was an alcoholic and she blames herself for not helping him and he passed away. Cy thinks this is very dramatic and is confused since Jessel just apologized but now turns around and shares a story. I think Jessel is really just trying to figure out any way to relate to Cy.
I think so too.
I feel like it. She cannot read a room.
No, she can't read a room at all. But I give her credit for trying. I mean, I felt her in that moment. She was trying hard, but she just, I don't know, like Sai's face, like she just wasn't having it. She wasn't interested. She wanted to leave. She made several comments that were like snarky and rude, you know, like it's a Friday. I normally have to work. I wouldn't be at lunch. And
some of us have real jobs, like Instagram influencers.
Right. I was like, oh. I felt like I would have been like, okay, how about we just reschedule this some other time when it's convenient for you?
But also, how come when people are late, they don't just like say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Why doesn't that happen in the world of housewives?
I don't know. And why are you so late in the world of housewives? That's the part I don't understand. I've never shown up anywhere late for filming in 5 years. Never.
Me neither. Not
once. Never. Not one time. Not even 5 minutes late. So I don't understand. I don't understand how you show up that late.
Because you're creating a look.
A look?
A look. It's not a look. You're creating a look.
A look?
And your look, when you've got like a very fancy glam team, your look takes over anybody else's time.
See, but I have such time anxiety that I would walk out in the middle of my makeup session to get somewhere on time. I would have one eye completely done and the other one not, and I would still go to lunch to make sure I got there on time.
I also want to be clear, no matter how much makeup I have on or how little, I look only about 5% better. Like there's not a huge
rate. Then why do you even bother? Why are you even paying?
Because right now I do fully look like I could be on America's Most Wanted list. Like with glam, at least I look like I'm off the list and like been in hiding for a couple of years.
What's that serial killer that Charlize Theron played?
Eileen Wuornos. That's actually me.
There you go. You got that vibe right now.
I do. And you know what? This denim. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. But speaking of glam, let's take a little break and then we'll come back and discuss Salt Lake.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell, since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Because Lisa is really sticking to her commitment to glam, showing up to a facial in full makeup.
In full glam. And I like how they had to like do the facial around her glam. They're just like.
But then they also like the shade of it all. They like showed every time her skin started to get red, like they would like zoom in, like all of our skin gets red with a facial. But like Meredith's, they didn't show it at all. And then like with Lisa's, like every time they took the makeup off, they would show it. I'm like, leave the girl's rosacea alone at this point. I've got it. But that facial did look amazing. I wanted it. Unlike a sound bath, I actually wanted to have.
Yeah, I feel like spa appointments, you can never have too many of those on Housewives, but sound baths and shamans are out.
But that picture of their faces actually haunted my dream. I watched it right last night, right after I'd taken my Tylenol PM, and I was like laying there and I was like, ah! It was a real freaking fright.
It was. Yeah, that was scary.
They didn't even have noses. Then we get to Whitney telling Monica that the trip was a red flag for her. I loved Whitney. I'm going to say I loved Whitney in this scene. Mm-hmm. I've been giving her a hard time this season, but Whitney tells Monica that the trip was a red flag for her seeing Monica go after Lisa and Angie. Mm-hmm. Whitney says it looked like Monica went against her two friends to suck up.
Yeah.
Monica says she felt Meredith needed someone to have her back. Whitney tells her to be careful. Whitney says Meredith pulled her aside at the airport and told her she has dirt on Angie. She says she always does this and will do it to Monica too. Okay, question. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like Monica was being a good friend to Angie by criticizing her comments to Meredith? Or do you think Monica is just trying to ingratiate herself more with the season cast members?
No, I feel like she was sucking up to Meredith. I felt like if she was really friends, she could have done it in a different way. I mean, like pulled her to the side or had a conversation later and Monica isn't helping her friends. She's trying to make them look obnoxious. She's trying to highlight that they're being obnoxious or they're being rude or they're yelling too much or whatever. So, yeah.
But the problem is now I find Monica obnoxious. I gave her some grace and I kind of thought she was fun. Because she does good confessionals, but now she's starting to bug me.
Yeah.
Then we get to the scene where Angie K talks about how her and her husband's marriage has changed since their daughter was born. She's so focused on her daughter that she forgets she's a wife. Do you sympathize with this? Did your marriage / intimacy change after your children?
I don't think to me after having five, I feel like if I had one, I'd have sex like 8 times a day because I'd have so much time.
Well, I think also here's
not
the
8.
Thing.
Let me take that back.
Maybe, 8 times. That's a lot of time.
Like once.
8 times to like fruition.
Once. One time.
Like with foreplay.
Foreplay. What's foreplay?
Foreplay is like not just sticking it in, like you're doing all the things.
So foreplay's like, here, I bought you some Twizzlers. Like that.
Let's talk business. Here's some Twizzlers. Yeah. Here's and some I saw Twizzlers. You were in and out earlier, yes. So I got you some extra special sauce.
And I did reply to the tax attorney. You're welcome.
Oh, my like God. That. I can't with you. You're so Larsa Pippen at this moment.
Shane loves Larsa Pippen, so that's probably a good thing for me.
He does? No, oh, he doesn't love fan. Me? Larsa Pippen.
Larsa Pippen, yeah. We were at BravoCon. He had to find her. I was like, really, Shane? All right.
Who's his number one housewife? other than you, obviously.
Well, it's probably
and
not me,
because
it's probably not you either. It's probably Larsa. It used to be, this is funny, it might still be, I don't know, Alexis Bellino. He was like,
what?
He loves some Jesus jokes.
I cannot.
And I saw her the other day, because I'm friendly with her, and we were at the Monarch Beach Resort, like at the pool together. And I tell you, he has never been so interested in the story. And
he never once has cared one thing I've ever had to say to him.
He's like, wait, what was she? What? Wait, who was she with? What did she say? What was she wearing? I was like, oh my God, please stop.
Well, that's not what I pegged.
No,
not what I pegged. But I did appreciate Angie being open about that conversation. If I feel like they gave me more backstory, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if Angie has one child because they only wanted one child, or they struggled with infertility, or yeah. what all of that is, because I do think that played into some of my issues. Mm-hmm. Like having miscarriages, having like finally having a baby, being worried about having sex while I was pregnant, like all of those things, mm-hmm. I think played into some of our intimacy issues during cruise. Mm-hmm. So that I can relate to more that, but I do think they definitely played it up when they were like, your hair looks so beautiful. Yeah, she's laying in bed. I was like, is this Tangled? Yeah. I saw this movie.
Yeah. No, I feel like there definitely needs to be more background information for me to understand where she's coming from. Is it because she works a lot, so she feels guilty? So then when she's home, she feels like she needs to spend all her time with her daughter? Or is it because, is it because she wanted to have more and she only has one? So then she's very invested in one and spending. I don't know. I need more background information.
But also there's always, once you actually decide that you want to like commit to having intimacy with your partner, mm-hmm. there's always time. You can figure it out at a certain age. They go to school, you can get it in. I was a little envious of the poodle's roots were done better than mine currently. I was like, wow,
you should ask the poodle where the poodle gets his hair done.
Probably from her husband, aren't they both hairstylists?
That's right, they are. What's it called? Lunatic fringe or something.
I have absolutely no idea, but I do appreciate your memory. Heather then talks to her daughters about how they were getting bullied in school. This started when Heather left the church and got worse when Heather published the book. Heather gets emotional hearing her daughters minimize the way they have been treated at school, since it reminds Heather of herself. How would you approach this situation if you were Heather? I almost felt like the kids don't think it's that bad.
No, I agree.
Making a bigger deal of it for a storyline.
Well, I thought her kids were great, because I thought her kids were so stoic, and they spoke about it really well, and they were like, it doesn't bother us, and you know, that's what kids do, and I just think it's funny and it doesn't bother me. I don't know. I thought they were very strong. They had very strong personalities. They seemed to have a lot of confidence in who they are, and I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I felt she kept pushing the narrative, like, well, don't you feel this way? Are you sure you don't feel like that? You know,
like, I want to write a second book, but I'm worried about you guys. They're like, we're good.
Yeah.
Like,
but my question is, if you're going to write a book called Bad Mormon and you live in the Happy Valley in Salt Lake City, which is where I used to live there for 5 years, it's very heavily concentrated Mormons. I felt like I was the only non-Mormon. I probably was, because the missionaries always came to my house because they probably had nowhere else to go. They were like, there's that one girl.
We saw her at Starbucks drinking a coffee.
Yes, we saw her. She had a tank top on.
And she wasn't at the gym.
No, we're going to her house. So I don't know. I feel like you kind of have to expect that people aren't going to be very happy with the things that you say in your book. I didn't read the book. So
I listen, the last book I read was Andy Cohen's, because he was coming on the pod. Like, I listen to books. My eyes are so bad. We're lucky. But it did. I do want to know how good that hot chocolate was, though, with the freaking snow in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't put snow. You don't know where that snow, what has been over the snow.
She already had like a thing with hot tub water. Now it's snow. I'm like, I can't. But then Angie shows up with sunglasses. Once again, I think she's going to save us from an alien invasion.
She's welding later. She's going to weld something later.
Listen, I will do anything if Angie would send us these sunglasses, but I've put out multiple hints on this podcast.
I feel like the next time we do this podcast, we should wear those the whole but time.
They're very expensive. I wanted to get them for us.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would be fun if we.
And then you were like, I'm not spending that much money on Emily.
I hate to break it to you, Emily, but like, you're going to have to get your downloads up to get these kind of sunglasses.
All right. All right. Going to work on it.
But then we get to Lisa telling Monica that she was bummed because she called her materialistic and tells her to read the room since everyone is materialistic. Lisa points out what all of the ladies are wearing. Balmain, Valentino. Then Monica goes, Zara.
Madden.
Monica says the other ladies are not like, oh, I'm getting on a private jet with Snoop Dogg. Lisa says she has never said that and tells her she is lying. Then Angie tries to get Monica to stop talking by putting a cookie stick in her mouth. Monica tells Lisa to get her fingers out of her face. Was Lisa being too aggressive in this argument?
No, I don't, you know what? I don't think so, because I honestly get tired of the whole, your materialistic accusations. I mean, clearly Lisa has money. She's worked hard. Her husband, I don't know what her husband does. He probably makes a lot of money, but I mean, anybody that spends $60,000 a year on glam has to have a lot of money.
Hold on. Let's figure out what the glam is. Okay. So let's say standard glam. Are you good at math, or do I need to use the calculator?
No, I'm not. I went to law school because I hated math.
Okay. So let's say standard glam's $200. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah. And
so
Utah.
For makeup. Yeah. So 200. So how do we figure this out? There's 300.
Well, I was averaging it at 250 times 7 days a week, because she says it's every day, even to go to the grocery store.
So if she was getting it 7 days a week, 365 days a year, it's $73,000.
Yeah.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charged the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell, since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day Savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
So there's a couple days she takes off.
Yeah, she's sick, right? She doesn't
like
go anywhere.
If you have COVID,
yeah,
or you're not feeling 100%,
right?
Or if you don't leave their house, if you leave your house, like I don't know, there. Either way, we're working with $13,000 yeah. extra dollars.
I guess my point is, I'm tired of the constant like you're materialistic. I don't think people who have money should have to apologize for having money. And if she wants to wear a designer and she wants to have a fancy ski party or no ski party or whatever, or she wants to have an ice sculpture, that's her prerogative, and she shouldn't be made to feel badly about that. I mean, if Monica can only afford Zara, then nobody should make her feel badly about wearing Zara. So it should go both ways.
Well, know who I feel like should be offended?
Snoop Dogg?
Well, Snoop Dogg for sure. He's like, why am I involved with this?
I don't know any of these women.
But also Vita, because this was a Vita event, but I didn't see one Vita bottle in attendance. Like where I saw,
they had the Vita logo on the ice sculpture.
Right. I want you to take your memory back. Do you see one bottle? No.
You saw
a glass pouring it in.
Right.
Not one bottle.
Yeah.
You've got to. My All In by Teddy retreat, like even my friggin' toilet paper had said All In by Teddy, just in case it like fell out into the.
It's very Heather DeBrow of you.
HD. HD. But I'm kind of curious at this point, if something is said off camera before you even were friends, you were Jen's assistant. If in fact, Lisa did say I could have been on a jet with Snoop Dogg, whether she's joking or I feel like it was probably, I don't really imagine that Lisa Barlow could have been on a jet with Snoop Dogg. I mean, I would love it.
Like you can't figure out a scenario where that would take place.
Yeah. Like I'm really trying to go over in my head. Like, is he really obsessed with Vita?
No, maybe he was going to Sundance. The Snoop Dogg.
Right, but
Sundance.
She already lives there.
Right.
So what, then they were going back to New York together so she could do Watch What Happens Live? Like
Sundance. I don't know. Yeah.
But I do feel like at this point, you know what show you're on. You know what you're doing. If she did say the Snoop Dogg comment, which I kind of don't feel like she did, why is Monica bringing up something from when? It at least I know from my years of being an assistant, you don't share that shit. Like you take your assistant job to the, like you're done.
Right. Right.
But she brought it back up. Then we get Whitney dancing and Mary saying, I don't know about Whitney. Whitney looks cheap.
She looks cheap.
Mary really does make me laugh, but why?
I don't know. Okay. She annoyed me the last episode because she literally did nothing except stay on the Sprinter van the entire time for everything. Right. I don't even know why she bothers to get dressed and does hair and makeup. And then she just gets on the Sprinter van. But this episode, I found her amusing again because she just made fun of everyone.
Well, I did find her amusing, but like she has a lot of nerve. Like we just saw you tear into some McDonald's and yet you're going to say that Whitney looks cheap.
Well, no. And then she made fun of Monica's eating, like when she was eating the crepe. She's like, are you going to eat that? Do you eat like that? Do you always eat like that?
Like, do you want a body like that?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like there was a hint of body shaming in there. There was a hint of like, you'd be a pretty girl if you put the crepe down.
Like step away from the crepe, Monica. You didn't need the second one. It was
right.
But yet, why are we all, why is everybody like standing Mary? Like Mary is hilarious. She's the best. She's whatever. Because if Mary was actually a part of any other conversation, I don't think people would find her funny. It's because she's so far removed.
Yeah.
She can be funny.
Yeah. And you know, it's almost like she has immunity because she doesn't involve herself in anything. She just sits back and then she just takes cracks at people.
Yeah, and she's like a sports commentator.
She doesn't have to actually get involved in any of the arguments. She doesn't have to defend herself. She doesn't have to articulate anything. She just sits back, refuses to have anything to do with anyone. And then she's like, you look cheap. And that, why'd you wear that necklace?
Oh,
and you should put the crate down.
Heather, a break. Clearly, like, this isn't the fashion award. Like, but Heather's like, no, I thought it brought out the color. And she's like, absolutely not. Looks terrible. Never seen anything worse.
Yeah.
While
she had an outfit on that was like eight sizes too big for her. I didn't even understand what was going on. Like her coat was in the pizza. It was too big. She had a skirt on that looked like it was going to fall off of her. It didn't look like it fit.
It was just a bunch of camel colored. It was just shreds of leather. But I mean,
shreds of quilted leather sewn together and thrown
by
on Mary.
Bryn, one of Bryn's extra hobbies. But then Monica tells Whitney that the rumor about Angie K's husband is that he fucks other men and that they have an arrangement and that their marriage is fake. Whitney and Monica sit Angie down to tell her the rumor. I don't think Monica wanted to sit Angie down at all.
But she wanted to tell her. I don't think she had any problem telling her.
No, I think she wanted Meredith to like blindside. I think she wanted it to be a blindside with all the women. I don't think they're wanting.
Think she got roped into that sit down and she was like, that's not how this is supposed to
go. She's like, no, I want this to be a full breakdown. Not like we're going to pull you aside, give you a
shot,
and
warn you first. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think she was like,
damn it.
Then Angie says she has been with her husband for 27 years and the only one spreading her legs outside of her marriage is Meredith. Monica says Meredith is saying that Angie's husband's boyfriend needs to be quiet because they are talking in the street about her husband.
Who's talking in the street?
I hate when people say like who's they? Like,
right.
the six talking? Other women on the show or Meredith, who doesn't even live in Salt Lake City, or the men he's allegedly sleeping with.
So the men he's sleeping with are the ones that are talking, right? Is that's who it is?
Well, if that's the case, then bring them on because that's what she's saying. So if they're actually talking, then I need a confessional with them. They can borrow Lisa Barlow's glam and let's hear what they have to say about it because this is as real as the text message you got about Shane in between his in and out stops.
Yeah.
But I feel like they all just kind of played into Meredith's hand at this point because now she can say, I never said that.
Yeah.
Like, cause remember last episode, she alleges that she knows all these things.
She knows things.
Then on Watch What Happens Live last week, she's like, I never actually said anything because she's always with that double standard of putting things out there for other people to do her dirty work.
But do you think Monica legitimately had heard that outside of the women or do you think Meredith told her at some point and that's how she knew it? And then Monica just got stuck being the scapegoat, the one that actually says it out loud.
My guess is Meredith and Ginge, I have no actual idea, but my guess is Jen Shaw and Meredith probably discussed this at some point while Monica was Jen Shaw's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
They all then continued gossiping about it once Jen Shaw went off to prison, and then they decided to create this to be the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Because from an outsider's view, who doesn't really have any skin in this game, it appears to me that Angie might be the most wealthy in the group. Angie actually lives in Salt Lake City. She has a beautiful home. She has a thriving business. Her life seems pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've heard, Meredith leaves the day the filming ends.
Leaves, like, goes somewhere else?
Yeah, does not live in Salt Lake City.
Oh, well, where does she live then?
I think they just kind of rent places wherever, which I'm not judging on renting, like do what you got to do, but I just be transparent.
Yeah.
Like it'd be like me saying at this moment, oh, I live full time in Orange County. Teddy, no, you don't. You go on the weekends.
Right.
If I do fully move there, my kids will then go to school there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't like it. But I do think Monica was was doing her the best mm-hmm. she can to stir it. And the thing that I am curious about is Monica has already shared so much about her personal mm-hmm. cheating and all those things. Like, why is she so revved up about Angie's relationship?
Well, I'm confused why her relationship hasn't come back up. Like, she just announced that at dinner and everyone was like, oh, that's so funny. And then they just moved on and no one cares.
That's what I don't, I guess, because they've all known about it for so long, but now everybody cares. I mean, 27 years, that's a really long time to be married.
Yeah.
I mean, how long have you been married to Shane?
15.
I've been married 14 years. I can say this. I don't know. Like, I've never gone to dinner with them. I don't know them on a personal level, mm-hmm. but her daughter rides horses and I see them together mm-hmm. all of the time. Mm-hmm. Like, so they're hand holding, they're together. They seem, if you see me and Edwin together, mm-hmm. I feel like we're a relatively happily married couple. If you see us at a horse show together, mm-hmm. it's me barking at him like, hey, get over here. Like, come mm-hmm. on, hurry, you're late. Yeah. Like, move your ass. They seem like a really, like, happy couple. Yeah. And I could be wrong, but I also don't really know why Meredith cares. If Meredith dislikes Angie so much, why does she care?
Well, the question is, why does she dislike her so much? I feel like there's more there. I mean, it has to be more than just that one comment where she said that podcast that supposedly Angie said something publicly about her, like, we'll never be friends or something. Like, first of all, if that's even true, I feel like that's so minimal in the whole world of housewives, of things that people do to other people. Like, she was on a podcast and said, we'll never be friends. And that's where all this hatred comes from.
My
that.
Guess is that it's because Angie and Lisa Barlow have become close friends. And I think that Meredith hates Lisa Barlow with a burning passion, even though we're seeing like some sort of
like a makeup.
I still think there is just so much hate because of that hot mic moment. She will never get over it. And the fact that those two have a connection mm-hmm. really
just burns her up.
It just burns her up. It's like when Vicky sees me with Tamara, gives her
she's
extreme
like
rage.
You can leave.
Like it, but I don't know. I don't get FOMO. I don't, like, if you became best friends with one of my best friends tomorrow, I'd be like, great, easier for us all to hang out or not. Like, I don't care. Emily, I love spending time with you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Hopefully next time we talk, I'll be outside of this dirty apartment.
No, you won't.
Dirty.
You'll be in there, in that room. Maybe you should get some glam.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to just wander around Maryland looking for someone that can make me look 2%
well,
better.
Ask Lisa Barlow, because she's got glam she's got glam everywhere. So
she's
she
got
probably
glam.
Knows.
I mean, she's worldwide glam.
Worldwide glam.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Let us know your thoughts, and we'll talk to you soon.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top-quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VENACBD.com. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.